Parsha is Parsha's Truma. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemo." God spoke to Moshe. "Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'yikhu li Truma, and acquire for me Truma. Me'et kol ish, from each person, asher yedvenu libo, who gives with the giving of his heart." Tikhu, take from him et trumati, my truma. So it's very problematic, this pasuk. First of all, it shouldn't be vikhu li truma, take for me truma. It should be vitnu li, you give to me truma. Truma is something you give. And why is it called truma? What's lashon truma? Yikhu means to take. It's not proper. So a simple pshat is, the giving that a person does is his real acquisition. It's not the taking that he does. So Chazal are coming to teach you that here. Here's the building of the Mishkan. Here's the Nedavas Libo. That's why it's dependent on the Nedavas Libo. Nedavas means the complete giving of a person. When a person completely gives of himself for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest acquisition that he can make in the world. Yeah. The giving of oneself is his acquisitions. That's what the apostle. Li, Rashi says, Lishmi. And why is it spoken in terms of the heart? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, the place in a person where it is his building his Mishkan is the heart of every person. When the heart of a Jew gives completely to Kodesh Baruch Hu, with a complete rotzen, with a complete giving, that's lishmi. That's for the sake of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, complete giving of himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a building of the Mishkan, the building of the tabernacle in his heart. And that's the midah to build the external tabernacle. Each Jew has his own personal tabernacle. That tabernacle was built through his complete giving of himself to his Creator and his fellow man. And obviously himself. I mean, you have to give to yourself also. It means give to himself in a way that's real giving. Real giving is when he gives of himself. He removes his anishaba. He's not going after the external world. He's going after that which is internal, the internal building. That's what the pasuk is saying. And that's the beginning of the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan has to be done in such a form, because that's its surah, that's its form. That's how it's created. That's how it's created in the hearts of the Jew. That's how it's created the actual, you know, the building blocks which were given here to build the Mishkan. Now, we know that the Mishkan is a microcosm of the world. So it has to have within it everything. So the Lashon of Truma is the Lashon of Itromamut, to lift up. So we're taking the physical world and we're lifting it up by creating a form in which God's presence can connect to it and be shochen there, can dwell there. That's what means to lift something up. To lift something up doesn't mean physically lift it up. To lift something up means to take it from its mundane status and elevate its status to connect with the more spiritual worlds. When the physical world connects to the spiritual, that's called truma. That's called litromem. That's the godless of a person. So when a person does an action, that's called truma. That action is called litrom. Even, you know, in modern Hebrew, say, what are you torem to society? What are you giving over to society? The giving of a person is his romamut, his building up, his greatness. That's what a person's real greatness is. His real greatness isn't becoming a CEO of a company. You can't become, who cares? The greatness of a person is his internal greatness. How much of a tzaddik he is. How much of a giver is, how much he cares in a real way for other people. And for his creator. And his relationships. V'zot ha'truma asher tikhu mi'itam. This is the truma you should take from them. Zahav, Kesev, and Nechoshet. Zahav is Midas Adin. Kesev is Midas Acheset. Nechoshet is the in-between Mida. Kuzav represents Malchus, kingship. Kingship is Din. Din and Malchus Adina. It comes from Lashon Nichsaf. Nichsaf means you want it, you desire it. That's the Mida of Chesed. The Mida of Chesed comes from a person's desire to give, desire to connect. Nechoshet is a play on words. Nachash HaNechoshet. Nachash HaNechoshet was the rod of Moshe Rabbeinu, which healed the Jewish people. Refuah is when a person's incomplete. Refuah Shenefesh, Refuah Saguf, like we say in Tefillah. The refuah of a person's nefesh, his soul, and his body. The refuah is associated with his soul. Something's wrong with his soul, so he has a problem with his guf. Refuah Shenefesh, Refuah Saguf, that's called refuah. Refuah is, in the Tefillah, it's Midas HaTiferes. Tiferes is to be merape things, to bring things to its shleimus. It's something incomplete, a refuah completes things. So that's Midas HaTiferes. That's Nachash HaNechoshes. That's Nechoshes. Represents Midas HaTiferes. So now we know the tchuna in how to build the Mishkan. That has to be the basis, i.e., what's man's tachlis? Man's tachlis is Vikuli Truma. Now we have the Seder of the Kelim. So the first kli we build is the Aron. Vasu, Pasuk Yud, Aron Atzei Shitim. Right? You make an Aron. Aron, says Isaac Chava, refers to, in Brachos, I mean, we're here creating the world, the world, as the world was created, so too, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, represents the microcosm of the world. The first thing that was created in the world was Vayihi Or. There was Or. Aaron is a Lashon. Or, Nun. The Or Nun, the Nun represents the 50th day. The 50th day, which is Matan Torah. So the Or of Nun is the Or of Torah. That's what the Aaron represents. The Aaron represents the Or of Torah. The Chibur, the connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bein HaKruvim, we're going to see soon. Bein HaKruvim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings this later. Bein HaKruvim, Kodesh Baruch Hu connects with the world and spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bein HaKruvim. That point of connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world was through the Aaron. The Aaron is the Torah. The way man connects to Kodesh Baruch Hu is through his will, through the Torah that we learn. That's our deepest connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oraisa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu. The Torah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu are one. Because that's all we can understand. We can only understand his Ratzon. The deep depth of his Ratzon is the depth of understanding Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the highest connection that man can connect with his Creator. The 50th day represents Chamishim Sha'ar Bina, the 50th levels that Klal Yisrael went from Egypt, with the, right, 49 days of Sfiras Omer. The 50th day is Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the expression of God's will in the world. And that's Keneged Vehi Or. Or, in Parshas Brachos, Rashi says there's the Or Aganuz, the Tzadikim Latid Lavo. That Or Aganuz, that hidden light, is the light of the Torah. So, the pasuk goes and explains to you, it's like, you know, you make it. Amatayim v'chetzi orko, 2.5 length. Amav v'chetzi rochpo, 1.5 width. Va'amav v'chetzi komato. V'sipito to zav taho, you cover it with zav taho. Mibayit mechutz, internally, right? Outside, sorry, and internally, tzapene, you cover it. V'asita alav ze zahav, the outer box will be a little higher. And it represents, says Rashi here, Keter Torah. And inside there was a wood, right? That wood was the Atzei Shitim, right? That Yaakov Avinu understood they were going to build the Mishkan, and he planted them already in Mitzrayim for the purpose for them to have the wood to build the Mishkan in the Midbar. Because where they're getting in the Midbar, where they're getting wood. So this Aaron represents Keter Torah. There's a difference between the Torah of the Aaron and the Torah of the menorah. The Torah of the Aaron is Kulo Torah. It's just Torah, day and night. Says the Rambam, someone who wants to be Zoche to Keter Torah doesn't leave one of his nights without learning Torah. Keter Torah is an acquisition at night. When other people are sleeping, he's learning. It requires a mesiris nefesh for Torah. Requires a complete giving of self for Torah. That's a different form of Torah to Aaron. We'll speak about that. About then the menorah. We'll speak about that soon. Ve'yatzaktelo arbatabot. You put four like rings on the side of the Aaron, right? Vatzita bade atzis shitim. You put rods of atzis shitim. Sipito tamzar. Kavud zahav. Ve'veitet abadim betabaot. You put the badim into the tabaot, right? Al tzalot Aaron, the corners of the Aaron, l'seitet Aaron ben, they will lift the Aaron, right? So they're lifting the Aaron. These badim are that which lift the Aaron. But about Aaron, you have badim in the tabaot. The badim will be now. There's an isalav lo yasuru mimenu. You should not remove it from it. This is a remez of if a person, right, there's a concept of Yisachar v'Zvulun, that a person, he's learning, he has tomchim, he has person, he's not working for his panos, he's sitting and learning the whole day. He has people who lift him, lift the Aaron. Those are the badim. Those are the poles, so to speak, that were put in the Aaron. They lift the Aaron, so to speak. That's what Chazal tells us here. That's what the Pasuk says. There's an Issur Lav Lo Yasiru Mimenu. Klal Yisrael needs the Bnei Levi. The Bnei Levi were a 12th, one tribe of Klal Yisrael, right? It was Kulo LaHashem. Says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Shviz. Because that's the whole concept of Shviz. The whole concept of Shviz is on the seventh year, right? We're all Bnei Levi. We all don't work. We're not allowed to work our fields. We, whatever grows from the fields or the previous years, we get a bracha, we eat. The seventh year, we're all learning Torah. So then the Rambam, in the end of Hilchus Shmita, he writes it Davka there to tell us, Lo Levi Lilvad, not only Shevet Levi, are commanded in this mitzvah of Keter Terah. Ela kol echad shidvenu libo. You understand the loshon shidvenu libo? Who wants to give completely of himself. And he removes machshavat olam hazeh. He removes up hevle hazman, the concept of connecting to the physical world. Right? And he devotes himself to learning Torah. On such a person, it says, that's what the Aaron represents, he needs Tomchim, like Bnei Levi. Bnei Levi, a tenth of your produce you used to give to Bnei Levi. A tenth of your money you give to Bnei Torah. You tomech yeshivot to build Talmidei Chachomim, to build a world of Torah. Tenth of Klal Yisrael should be learning. Who's going to carry Torah for the next generation? Who's going to be the Rabbanim of the next generation? You need a Ma'arechet in which people, you need a system in which there's Bnei Levi, there's a tenth of Klal Yisrael who's sitting and learning and producing Torah and learning Torah for the next generation. Says the Gemara, right? You think from the Chumash that the Badim lift up the Aaron, l'seit et Aaron behem. No. Aaron no seit, no sav. The Aaron carries the people carrying it. Because in the time of David HaMelech, they saw, one of the people saw the Aaron was about to fall, and he went to lift it because he thought it was about to fall. He was damaged because his machshava was the wrong machshava. You think you're lifting up the Torah? No, the Torah is lifting you up. Those badim, those people who are tomech in Torah, they think they're lifting up the Torah. The Torah will get it from a different place if you don't give. You'll get it. The Torah, Aaron no said no self. You have the schus that the Aaron lifts you up. That the schar of Yisachar for learning Torah is the same schar as Zvulun. The badim become part of the Aaron. Therefore, lo tasuru mimenu. Don't remove them. Not only you don't remove helping, but you become an intricate part of the Aaron. Just as Zvulun became an intricate part of the schar of the Torah of Yisachar. V'natate et Aaron et ha'edut. What's the edut? Asher etein alech, which I'll give to you. What's the edut? Edut is the luchot habrit. Why are they called edus? Eidus means testimony. Like two witnesses see something, and now this action is a known action. It's a testimony of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. That's what the Torah is. We're different from the nations, not because we have Dizengoff or falafel, which is generally an Arab food. No. That doesn't make us Jews. A Yehudi comes from Shem Havaya, Yehuda, Shem Havaya, God's name. God's name comes on a person through his learning of Torah, through his connecting with the Shem Havaya, with his Kodesh Baruch Hu, with God's expression in the world. God's expression in the world, says the Gemara, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any more Shechina. We don't have, it's Hest upon him. Says the Gemara, there's still one place you can find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ain a Kodesh Baruch Hu bo'olamo. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have any place in the world. No place. No. Ela, arba amos shel halacha. The four amos of halacha. The four amos of halacha means the Torah itself. That's the only place you can find a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rashba says this, Abam Shal Halacha, the person who represents Abba Amos of Halacha, who's living a life of complete Halacha, the Tzaddik, he also represents Abba Amos of Halacha. Also there you find the Shechina. That's the only places. And that's what a person wants to make himself. And you're made into that Abba Amos of Halacha through the Torah itself. That's why it's the same Gemara that expresses the same concept. You understand? The tzaddik can only be a tzaddik with Torah. That's what Gemara in Kedushin says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yetzirah. And he gave us Tavlin. What's the Tavlin to the Torah? The refuah for the Yetzirah? Torah. And without the Torah, Ein Yechola, we can't get over a Yetzirah. You cannot be a tzaddik without Torah. Ein bo yerich, ein bo chassid, ein bo yerichet, vein amar chassid. A bo can't be yerichet. It's like an amar aret, he keeps Torah mitzvahs, but he can't be a chassid. He can be yerichet. He doesn't have Torah. You can only be a pious human being with Torah. No Torah, you can't get there. Vasita kaporet zahav tahor amatayim v'chetzi orka v'amu v'chetzi rochva. So you have this kaporet. Why is it called? It was a tefach. Why is it called kaporet? Kaporet comes from Lashon kapara. Kapara, Yom Kippur, a day of cleaning. What's the cleaning of this kaporet? What is this kaporet? Okay, and now it says vasita shnayim kruvim zahav mikshe. Has to be brought out from the kaporet, from the. It can't be like soldered on it. It has to be brought out from kaporet. That's what mikshe means. It has to be one thing. Ta'aseota, mishnei ktzota kaporet. So you have this big kaporet. You take out these two kruvim, right? Vasita kruv echad mikatze mize. On this side. Kruv echad mikatze mize. Min ha-kaporet. Has come from the kaporet. Ta'asu. Et ha-kruvim, the kruvim. Ashnei ktzota, on the two sides. Vayu ha-kruvim poroshe knafayim lemara. They have their wings upwards. Sochachim b'knefehim. Like they're like a sukkah, like a guarding with their wings. Ala kaporet upneim ish elechav. It's the face of a man to his brother, actually his sister. Ala kaporet upnei akruvim. It was a male and a female. Even though it says aki achiv, it's a loshen nekia. I didn't want to say such a thing in such a high place, but it means a male and a female.
What's nekia?
A clean loshen. Yeah. What's this loshen of kapara? First of all, Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? It's Matan Torah. It says Luchot Hashniot. So already we go over it. Yom Kippur. The only time we go Lifnai v'Lifnim, there's any avodah, Zrikas Dam, or anything like that on the Aaron or the Torah that we bring in there is Yom Kippur, and that's the day of Kapara. And that's the only time there's an avodah in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kedoshim, by the Aaron. So first of all, we see the Lashon is similar. Second of all, we see that's the only time for Avodah. And thirdly, we see the Yom Kippur is a day of Matan Torah for the Jewish people. And it's called the Kaporet, which is the covering of the Eidus, of the Torah itself. And it was Mula Aaron that they threw the dam, or they brought the incense, the Anan, Ela Kaporet, right? Ela Kaporet, it says. That's the Lashon, the Achrimot. Like it says in Pasuk Beis, right? It says, the end of Pasuk Beis, you shouldn't come at all times to the Kodesh Kodesh, Beit LaParochet, El Pnei HaKaporet, to the face of the Kaporet, Asher Ala Aaron, V'lo Yamut, Ki Ba'anan Era'eh Ala Kaporet. Ba'anan, you come to the Kaporet. So it's referring to coming to the Aaron, it's referring to it as the Kaporet. So we obviously see that Yom Kippur has to do with this Kaporet. It's a place of Kapara. Why is the Kaporet the place of atonement, the place of the kapara of our sins? Also, when we speak in our Shemona Esra, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Teratecha. Tshuva is tshuva to Torah. Tshuva is tshuva to the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand that. The Gemara in Sukkah learns the height of Rishus HaRabim from the Kaporet. It says, the Kaporet on top of the Aaron was 10 tefachim high, right? And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he came into this world, he came till the place of the Kaporet. Bein the Kruvim, till the place of the Kaporet, that's where he connected. And below the Kaporet is man's domain, that's the Rishus HaRabim. Above the Kaporet, so to speak, is the Mokom Ptur, is God's domain. We don't have to fix it, it's fixed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is resting there. Below is the Rishus HaRabim. In Kabbalah, the Rishus HaRabim represents the place of Ra. The Kaporet, because it's a place, like, generally speaking, your own personal Rishus Yochid, is, that's why it's called Rishus Yochid. Rishus, the domain of the Yochid. Who's the Yochid? The Yehuda Shel Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbim, when you go out in the streets, right, you meet all the people you wouldn't normally meet. All the riffraff, right? You meet in the marketplace, right? Or in the Rishus HaRabim. It represents the place of Ra. The place of connection, kiviyachal, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Rishus HaRabim is that surface called the Kaporet. It's the Mavdil, the place of Havdalah, the place of distinction between Shemayim, heavens, and earth. Yeah. That place of distinction between heavens and earth is the place of our Bechira, the place in which we choose all. Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Rishus HaRabim. That's the place of Kapara. That's the place where man has to choose to be Bein HaKruvim or Lematim in the Rishus HaRabim. Kapara, atonement, or cleaning, is when you separate from the Ra. That's the place of Bechira. That's the Kaparet, the place of Bechira. When you separate from the lower worlds, and that place of connection is the place where you choose the higher worlds. That separation is called Tshuva. You return to the higher form. Man is in exactly that place between Shamayim and Aretz. That place of cleaning yourself from the lower worlds is when man chooses the higher worlds. Then he's mitkaper. He's cleaned himself from his lower worlds. Why were the Kruvim male and female? Chazal tell us that the love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people is represented in the Shir called Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, says the Gemara, is called Kodesh Kadoshim. The Aaron is in Kodesh Kadoshim. It's a poem of the love of the Jew, or song, the love of the Jewish people, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. That relationship is the relationship of a husband to his wife. Kiviyochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu is our husband. The Jewish people is his wife. A female represents the expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. The Kruvim were a sign of our relationship. When the Kruvim were together, like a man and a woman, then Klal Yisrael were doing the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was a sign. It was like a thermometer of how we're doing. When the crewmen were back to back, it was a sign that Klal Yisrael, there was Hester upon him in the world. So we knew how we were doing by how the crewmen were. Now, it was interesting that before the destruction of the temple, the crewmen were back to back. When the temple was destroyed, they went front to front. Now, after the Aaron, you'd expect there to be the menorah. You wouldn't expect the shulchan to be before the menorah. Here Chazal says, it's a pasuk, Vasita shulchan atzei shitim. You make shulchan of atzei shitim. Amatayim orko, va'ama rochbo. Va'ama v'chetzi komato. Right? And the same thing. So you make it two, right? Length, one width, and one half high. It's smaller than the Aaron. V'sipito to, and it's not in the place of the Aaron. The Aaron's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Shulchan is in the Heichal, the Kodesh. The Aaron represents what's called Chabad, what's called Chochma Bina V'Das. Represents the Rosh of a person. The Heichal represents the Guf, and the rest of the Chatzah represents the loins. Right? It's like the form of a human being. Right? So now, the Shulchan, what does the Shulchan represent? So it says, V'sipito to Zahav to, Vasitelo Zeh Zahav Saviv. You put this Zeh Zahav. This Zeh Zahav, what does it represent? It says Rashi, it represents Malchus, kingship. Pasuk Chav Dal, Rashi says, Zeh Zahav, Simen Keta Malchus. Why? Shashulchan, Sam Oshem, Oshev Gedula. It's a place of wealth and greatness. Shulchan Malachim. The Shulchan of kings. It represents Malchus. Malchus shouldn't come, this the next thing we should say. First the menorah should come. Then the Shulchan which represents Malchus. Then the menorah represents, so to speak, the seven kanim, the seven branches from the menorah. It represents the seven spheres. The menorah represents the Shulchan represents the Malchus, the outer Malchus. Right? So it should, in order, first it should be Chochma Bina V'Das, then Chesed to the Yisod, right? Or Malchus, Ateret Yisod. And then it should speak about the Malchus, the external Malchus, which is the Shulchan. Why is it here put the Malchus by the Aaron? What do you have in the Shulchan? The Shulchan represents Osher, represents wealth. We have in the Shulchan the bread, the Lechem Aponim. It's called Lechem of Faces, because they faced each other. Why does Lechem have to face each other? Why is that a representation of wealth? That's what you have in the Shulchan. You have these breads that face each other. Like the Kruvim face each other. But v'netata ala shulchan lechem aponim lifanai tamid, in front of me once a week, right? A week later, it was given to the shift that was leaving, and it was as fresh. That was a nace. It was fresh like it was a week ago. Im ein Torah, ein kemach. If there's no Torah, there's no wealth. There's no sustenance. Here, Chazal are telling us, Shulchan has to be after Torah, because the source of your wealth comes from the Torah. We also says in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, they have to be connected. That's why the Badei Aaron Lo Tasuru Mimenu. Torah needs someone to help it, but that helper has to realize that the Torah is that which is lifting him up. It's giving him his purpose. It's giving him his tachlis, and he becomes part of the Torah. That's the Chiddush. The Badim become part of the Aaron. They nikdash. They have the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, why is the Lechem to be Lechem upon him? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, why does... there's a whole sugya there, but it explains that in the end of the sugya it says that a lover, a borrower, the lender is believed, So Gemara says, why isn't the borrower believed? Why are we only giving him kimta? And we establish the Gemara in a way that the we can understand the Mishnah in terms of the lender's believed. So Gemara says, because the lender's rich, why is he rich? Tumat Yisharim Tanachim. The straightness of a person will give him his wealth. Wealth comes from honesty. From Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim means face to face. You're straight. You're honest. You're caring. A good businessman is an honest businessman. A good businessman is a caring businessman. It's a win-win situation. You don't make money on someone's loss. You make money on someone's gain. He gains, you help him to gain, you gain. That's a good businessman. That's lechem upon him. You're facing each other. You're caring for each other. So the shulchan, the wealth of the shulchan is represented in this bread, right? Which is your sustenance. The sustenance of a people, the sustenance of economy, an economy comes when people are caring for each other. That's the best economy. Not an economy of where people are taking. That's going to be a falling economy. Now we come to the menorah. So it says, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vasita menorah zahav taho. You make the menorah with zahav taho. Mikshe taseh menorah. It has to be mikshe. It has to be one form. All these branches can't be soldered on, right? They have to be made out of this one piece of zahav. Shishakanim yotzi mitzida. Six branches come out, and the middle branch, shlosha, right? Kanei menorah mitzida echad. Shlosha kanei menorah mitzida sheini. Right? So it says the Talmud of the Grove, from me, Isaac Chava, he says, the menorah represents the Torah and the mitzvahs. Why is the menorah against the shulchan? Because it represents Torah with derech eretz. It represents the Torah of a person who goes out into the world. That's why it's against the shulchan. Right? The right-hand branches, says there's three branches, represents mitzvahs aseh. The left-hand branches represents mitzvahs lo taaseh. Ah, why three? Because there's three types of mitzvahs. There's edut, mishpatim, and chukim. Edut is testimony that Kodesh Baruch Hu was manhig the world, like Shabbos, my sabreish is create. Shabbos day is a representation of the creation of the world. The Chagim, the different concepts of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world. Pesach, Shavuos, Matan Torah, Sukkos, the protection in the Ananeh covered. All the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, or expressions in the world. Pesach, coming out of Egypt. Saving Klal Yisrael, the birth of Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. Sukkos, the living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the midway, the protection of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the midway. He cares for us in the mother's womb, right? Before we come to be born, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael. But it represents the Eidus, that's Eidus. You have positive commands there, and you have the negative commands on the other side. Then you have Mishpatim, the social, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, right? And then you have the third, Kaneh, is the menorah. The menorah, is the chukim. That's all like shatnas, like klayim, right? Like, you can't have shatnas on your garments, you can't eat non-kosher food. Those are all chukim. Paraduma, they're all chukim. Umat olam, what's the time in that? Mishpatim, they understand, they see the chokma in our mishpatim. The chukim, they don't see, it's a chok. It's kilu doesn't have time. It has time, but they don't understand. You have to think very deeply to understand its time. You understand? Mm-hmm. So why has to be miksha? Because the Torah has to be the shorish. The Torah is the inner kane, and that's the ne'amar ravi, which the Gemara says it was lit first, and was extinguished when it was still alight, when all the other candles went off, and it was a nes to tell you shchina and klal Yisrael. The inner candle has to branch out into mitzvahs. The shorish of mitzvahs is Torah. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, with Without Torah, says Tosis, for people who are starting, you don't have Maisa. And then the Gemara says, people who do know a little bit of Torah, so their Maisa, their actions, are proper actions, what should they be doing? Actions or Torah? Machlokes of the Gemara. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, they should be learning Torah. Why? Because Torah brings you from actions. Either the Shorish of the Kanim that come out, these three Kanim represent the mitzvahs, has to come from Torah. Because through the learning of Torah, Torah brings you to actions. Right? Torah brings you to Zahirus. Careful. Zahirus to Zerizus. But it starts with Torah. Torah is the bringing of a person to proper actions in a careful and a proper way. But it has to start with Torah. That's why the Kaneh of the Menorah, the inner Kaneh, represents the Torah. And the three Kanim represent the positive commandments. Positive, because it's like the Ramban says, positive commandments is on the right side. That's Chesed. To do, to express is Chesed. Negative commandments is on the left side, which represents Din. It's a refrainment. It's a Gevurah, not to do it. Now, the Menorah has Kaftoreha, Pracheha, right? Gvieha, like these balls, like these, the prachim, like these sort of like flower type things, and this gviim. It's very beautifully done. Why? The album wasn't so beautiful in the same way. It had kruvim, but it had like all these nice embroidered things or like engraved things around it. Here the menorah has all this beauty around it. When the Torah goes out into the world, when the Torah goes Torah b'derech eretz, it has to be the midah of tiferes, has to be the beauty, has to bring a kiddush Hashem to the world. That's the Torah that goes out of the world. The Torah that's within Klal Yisrael, that's closed away in the Aron HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKodashim, no one sees him. That Torah doesn't need to express beauty. Doesn't have to have engraved. Because everyone, when you see that Torah, the Torah everyone understands its beauty. The Torah that goes out into the world is expressing to Umas HaOlam the beauty. It represents a Torah which has to express its beauty to the world. You have to understand what the Kaftor is, what the Prachim are, what the Gvim is. But simply speaking, they're giving out the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the beauty in the way we do the mitzvahs. Because every Kaneh has this beautification, the beauty in which we express our Torah. Right? Certain Torah isn't fitting for the world to see. Certain Torah is only for Klal Yisrael. That's the Aron. That's the Pnimius of Torah, the depth of Torah. That's not fitting to the world. There's certain aspects of Torah which beautify, which show the beauty of Klal Yisrael. That type of Torah is given to the outer world. That's how it's expressed. The person goes into the outer world with Torah Derech Eretz. So there he has a different expression of Torah. He has to beautify himself in terms of his expression of his Torah and expression of his mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah says. Tiferet lo oseha, v'tiferet lo min adam. It has to be beautification with man, with God, and with man. Midas ha-tiferes is the midah that goes out into the world. It takes the Torah out into the world. That was also the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Menorah represents the midah of Yaakov. That's the tiferes. All of the midas, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus of that midah of Tiferes, it's all in a certain way called the midah of Tiferes. And the Shulchan, which is the Malchus, which we spoke before, is the outer Malchus. Okay. The next kli should be mentioned should be the Mizbeach Teres. Where is the Mizbeach Teres mentioned? Next week's parasha. The end of next week's parasha is mentioned the Mizbeach HaKeteres. It shouldn't be there. It should be here. So why is it there? Next week I'll explain to you why that is. After we've done the Kelim, now we do the, so to speak, the house that's around the Kelim. Yeah? So now we're speaking about Eda Mishkan, Tase Ese Yiriot, right? The Yiriot, right? We have all these Yiriot. We have the Mishkan, Rashi explains here, you know, you have all these different levels of, like, canopies that are put. The more beautiful the inside, with the Maisa in Pasuk Aleph. Tosa Esi Riot Shesh Moshza Tcheles V'Agamam Torad Shanim Kruvim Maisa Choshev Taseotim. So we also here have Kruvim. But it's weaved in on both sides. Right? See Rashi? Maisa Choshev. Right? Pautzev Chad Mikan, V'Pautzev Chad Mikan. Ari Mitzadze, the lion from this side, Neshe Mitzadze. So it's a special way, it's a special chokhma in which they did this. Now these Kruvim, we know what the Kruvim represent. The connection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That's the concept of the Ari and the Neshet, representing the Merkava. The way in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu connects to the world. That was these canopies that were put. This was in the Kodesh, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's what we're building here. We're building with these layers. The inner layer is the deep shows the deep connection that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. The Merkava and the Shechina. That's the place where we connect. Then what do we have after this? There were five strips, right? Chamesh Yiriot Tiena. Chamesh Yiriot Tiena. There'd be five like these strips of Yiriot, of curtain sort of thing. Chovrot Isha Lachotah, connected a female to a female. Chamesh Yiriot Chovrot Isha Lachotah, right? Vasita Lulaot Chelet. Al Sfata Yiriot Achad. Mikatsa Bechovrot. But can't I say Sfata Yiriot Kitzona? Right? So you have these five and five, and they're connected. With how many? Chamishim lulaot taseh b'yirot ha'achad, v'chamishim lulaot taseh b'katzeh, yirot ha'asheh, v'machberet ha'sheni, and they can sign. Magbilot lulaot isha rachotah. Against those lulaot. So you're connecting them with these lulaot. Pasuk Vav, v'asita chamishim kaseh zahav, v'hibata et ha'yiriot isha rachotah, v'krasim v'ayah mishkan echad, and the mishkan became one. So this is the first level of the Mishkan. And they're connected with 50 of these lulaot, right? And krasi zahav, and these connections of gold. Why these 50? These 50 again, achamishim sha'arei bina, the 50th level. Because the 50th level is the place of connection. So the place of connection, right? Isha lachota is going to be in the place of 50. That's the place we connect with our Creator. That's the connection. Isha Erachotah. The Chuppah of Klal Yisrael is Matan Torah, the 50th day. That's when we reach our 50th level, Chamishim Sha'arei Bina. So 50 always represents that place of connection. So here, the two parts of the Yiriot are connected with 50 Lula'ot.
Right.
And 50 Krasim connect to each Lula'ah. That represents the place of connection. That's a place, Kiviyachol, Kodesh Baruch Hu, connecting to the Jewish people. That's what it represents. The Mishkan, which represents the dwelling place, is the covering of the Holy of Holies and the Holies. That's what it represents. But it's an outer covering. The inner connection is the Aaron and the Menorah, the Shulchan. That's the inner connection. The two levels of Torah. Keter Torah, like we said, represents the Aaron. Torah without Derech Eretz, and this Torah with Derech Eretz. With going out into the world, the Torah goes out into the world, that's the menorah. That's an inner connection. But there's the outer connection which protects us, what's called the makifin, that which is makif over us. Just as the soul, there's a soul that goes into a person, that's the soul he lives with, that's his pnimim, his internal connection. But there's higher levels of soul which are external to a person, which protect him outwardly. That's represented in the Yiriot. There's these makifin, just as the soul is makif on us, surrounds us and protects us, so these Yiriot protect us. That's what they represent. Vasita Yiriot Izim. Now you're making Yiriot Izim. Mm-hmm. Of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goat hair. Le'oel al Mishkan aste asra yiriot. 12 yiriot taseh otam. There's 12. Orch yiriot achat shloshim ba'amah v'rochem arba ba'amah. Yiriot achat mid achat le'aste esra yiriot. So these 12 yiriot. Right? Now here also. V'chibarte et chamesh yiriot levad. V'tashesha yiriyot levad. So it's not aste, not 12, 11 yiriyot. So you have 5 and 6. V'kafalt et yiriyot hashishit el mu pnei ha'oel. It goes on the pnei ha'oel. So Rashi explains here, kakala, tsnu'a. Like a tsnua, a kala hu tsnua, a modest kala. Like Rashi says, "Dome le kala tsnua hamachase b'sif alpane." She covers herself in the front. She doesn't want. Also, the most beautiful part of her is inside. The izim isn't so beautiful. The beautiful tapestry, the embroidery, the connection with the representation of Merkava is all internal. She's not showing that. The izim, which don't show that, it's just izim, just the orot izim, right? Is what's external. She doesn't show her beauty. Her beauty is internal. That's the connection that a real connection is. Real connection is where your internal beauty is kept for your husband. The internal beauty of Klal Yisrael is kept for Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we daven, we don't wave our hands. We daven with internality. That's when we do Torah mitzvahs. The Yirat Shamayim is not what other people see, what a good guy you are. It's what you're thinking, what your relationship internally is with your Creator. That's the internal beauty. There's only two coverings, because there are really only two real makifin. The part of the soul which is cool, which is makif on you, is your chokhma, the chaya, and your keter. There's only really two makifin on a person. His neshama is really not supposed to be a makif. His neshama is supposed to permeate a person. Moshe Rabbeinu, who reached the highest form, and that's what the Mishkan represents, of a human being to reach, he had his neshama in him, but his chaya and his yechida, his chokhma, his keter, were makif on him. And that's what these two parts of the Mishkan represent. It represents the tzuras adam, the form of how a man is built. And then you have the building of the Atzi Shittim, of the structure, so to speak, of the Mishkan, right? And with the adanim, the silver sort of blocks in which these poles, these wooden poles were put into it, right? So each pole you had two adanim, right, that were connecting, and from that was the basis, like they were the weight to hold the krashim, right? And then you had like poles inside the krashim to hold, to give structure to the krashim. The amount of krashim you have is 20 on one side, 20 on the other side, 6 in the middle, right, that's how it explains, and 2 in the end, which it's a width of 1.5, so half is seed and half is covered by the other krashim. Yeah? So therefore you have a halal in the middle of 10 amas. That's how it is. So the Mishkan has 48 amudim, right? And underneath them, shte adanim, for each keresh. So it's 96 adanim. So what is the 48? So we know there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. There's 48 midas, 48 aspects through which a Torah can be nikne. There's 48 principles or aspects of which a person gets Torah, right? Those are the amudim. Those are the atzei shittim on which Torah stands, on which the Mishkan, which represents Torah, stands. Those are the midas of the Torah. Those are the ways of the Torah through which a person acquires Torah. That's represented in these Adanim.